Welcome to Crippled System, episode 87.
86.
I like 80. Okay, fine. 86. Even you just told me that and I forgot, like, literally.
Literally, I mean, 2 seconds ago.
Literally. Sponsored by your local game store. Shop there or someday you'll be fucked. That's just my new thing. It's like I keep buying everything online. Oh, my local game store closed. I don't have anywhere to play now. I guess I'm done playing hobbies.
Yep.
Time to play video games. So go to your local game store. Give them all your fucking money. You're welcome, game stores.
They're sponsored by Best Buy. Where you can buy Destiny.
Yes, my Best Buy will be getting my money actually tomorrow because it's closed now.
Yep. Do we have announcements? I have a couple of quick ones, but I don't know if we have other announcements.
Do we have intros?
Oh, we do that first,
don't we? Mr. Excitement here?
I remember we had announcements.
We haven't been together in so long.
Moving on in your own head.
We forgot, and I think I said this is Brian.
I play Scorn.
You do. I'm in Jamaica. You play
with spiders.
I play spiders.
Now I have the They Might Be Giants song stuck in my head.
The spider song?
Spider, yeah.
I have no idea what that song is.
Okay. He is our hero.
Yeah.
Step out, spider!
I only know like two of their songs.
Okay. Anyway, Nathan, I play Convergence. I play Spider. I play Convergence of Spider Pig. Does whatever a spider pig does.
Spider nice. Pig? Spider
That's a pig. Shockingly good movie. I expected that movie to be terrible.
Is that movie Spider Pig?
No, yes. The Simpsons yes. movie.
Oh, that movie's 5 years old, too.
Ah, but the Simpsons movie, like, because it's, you know, Simpsons have been around for a quarter of a century and finally shit out a movie I expected to be terrible. It was not terrible.
I own that movie.
It's really good.
It's enjoyable.
This is Katie Bad Horse on the forums, and I play board games.
This is Jeremy Valiant 418 on the forums, and I play Rhett and Legion.
This is Andy, and I play Blood Bowl and Mercenaries.
Bazinga!
Yay.
There. Now you can do an announcement.
Now I can do an announcement? Okay. So, we got a request from Gary Tanner. They are starting a convention out in southern Utah. It's going to be in Bryce Canyon National Park, which is between Salt Lake City and Las Vegas. It's kind of a cool do-a-convention, also-go-camping. It's a family-friendly, like a family-focused convention. Seven?
I was pantomiming to Nathan, not...
Oh, okay. So anyway...
Simpsons movie is 7 fucking years old.
Crazy.
Wow, that is crazy. So anyway, they're calling it BryceCon, family-friendly, family-focused. Sounds pretty cool. We don't live in the Southwest, so we probably won't be there. You guys are really confusing me right now. Stop doing that. And I'll post the details for that on our forum thread. And then also, we've announced this one before, but again... Feast of Blades is coming up in Colorado, and I posted, I think...
By the way, the guy who complained about the hotel costing $95 a night, it's really cheap.
Yeah. I don't want to be the one to break it to you, but hotels be expensive, yo.
Hey, that's why you get a couple of people that you trust to go with you.
I think his complaint was, I don't have anyone I can go with, and so it's like a barrier.
Even Jeremy has friends.
Yeah, but if it's stuff like Gen Con or Adepticon,
sometimes you'll share the room with four other people so that you can get the cost down to $97 a night for your share.
Yeah, that is true. That is definitely true. So, yeah. Hotels, they're expensive, and $95 a night... Hallelujah. Like, I might consider staying in a room by myself if it was only $95 a night.
I'm seriously almost at that point for some events, to be honest. Like, only $100 and just myself, and it's simple. Yeah, no, I hear you.
Yeah. So anyway, Feast of Blades, Colorado. I announced this one I forgot to announce it, but I put it in the thread last time. I'll put the update in the thread again this time, and that one's in October, I want to say. The email doesn't actually list the date, so that's awesome. But
a side announcement is that the cinnamon hot licorice drops are still sitting in the middle of the table. From a month ago, with the one that I sucked on still sitting on top of the bag
because nobody's terrible.
Touched it. All right, good enough. I was wondering what those were. I'm glad.
You didn't get.
Oh, he wasn't.
You were here for candy.
For that. Do you like lick?
Oh, I was here for that. I didn't realize that was from the scene.
That's still from there. Yeah.
Yeah. I thought that was one after it.
No, it's been untouched this entire time.
Been there a while.
No, so I've moved it around.
Two announcements
on the table.
October 18th, Madison has a 50-point no character restriction event because fuck character restrictions.
That'll be
we're men. We don't need restrictions.
This is Brian's Muse on Minis event.
Yeah, right.
Have they been pushing that a lot?
They've been pushing the no character restriction hard lately.
They were saying they wanted Steamroller to drop it entirely for a year or so to see, you know.
I don't actually disagree with that idea. I think it's interesting. I personally, character restrictions I think are fine, but because they exist, I feel limited. I feel more limited because of them because I can't take certain caster pairings. because certain casters
Scorn
just need...
Scorn gets it in the butt because of Pillow Pants.
Yeah, Pillow Pants. And yeah, so there's a couple things where I just feel I would play those casters. And sure, I mean, again, if so that's just a thing that feels sad. So I might do the entire six-pack next year with no character restrictions as well.
Wow. But we'll everywhere.
See. We'll see. We'll see how things go. I mean, who knows?
No, I mean, mercs don't even benefit the most from it. There's other factions that benefit more from having those same mercs. It's merc models that benefit.
Correct.
But, like, Protectorate of Menoth gets to have Rupert
in
all their lists. And the Covenant.
Yeah.
It's,
no knockdown tough in every Menoth list. That sounds like fun.
It does. It's not bad.
Convergence makes out like bandits once you get rid of character restriction.
Yep.
It
good
does make packing armies to go to events a lot nicer, too, though, sometimes. Uh-huh. It doesn't make going to events when you have to travel and shove shit in a pack nice. Also,
for Legion and Red, it doesn't really make much difference. I mean, Iona and Holt, yeah. I guess. But
on October 25th, a spell draft in Milwaukee.
Oh, nice. That's kind of cool.
You're welcome, Travis.
28th.
Whatever. No, 18th.
25th.
Yeah, because I was on the 18th. That makes sense.
Someone tried to run an event on the 4th. I told him no event on the 4th, and he's doing a thing.
The 4th of
October.
Yeah,
that was my thing. I was like, no, you can't do the 4th, and he does a thing that day. You're welcome,
Andy. which is exploding. There's exploding. A lot of people going to that.
You're doing a how to pin things.
Oh, the modeling.
Basically it's a model preparation class. Kind of tell you what you're supposed to do to your model before you paint your model.
Should I assemble some stuff so you have an example of what not to do? We could be like a Goofus and Gollum kind of thing.
I wish I had pictures of the thanks, but no thanks.
Halberdiers.
Halberdiers.
Oh. Hey, I could bring my Fane Knight.
With their glue giraffe neck and their webbed armpits and everything. God. That was amazing. It was so much glue that their limbs were like an inch out from their bodies. And I think it was like wood glue or something. Oh, it was.
I think Jeff still has the pedal wheel totem hunter. I can have him bring in that too. But that's more of how to assemble things awesomely.
Yeah, because as I like to call him, Stumpy, the littlest totem hunter. Yeah, I like him. He get things done. Nice. He can make it on his own.
And that's announcements.
Oh, we still have a couple more.
We have more?
Yeah, we got War Machine Weekend.
Well, everyone knows about
everyone
that.
Everyone knows about it.
Well, nobody knows about nobody knows about the painting lounge.
You had one last year. They know I'll be there again.
What? No.
Nobody cares, Andy. Shut up.
Yeah.
Well, this time around, I'm the one organizing everything for it. I even have classes. Yeah,
now Andy has a sad
classes. Andy, you have no class.
I'm gonna burn the whole thing.
Get it?
It's not very nice. You sound like the guy from the office.
That's what he was going for.
Oh.
They might have space for board games at War Machine Weekend this year, because I was talking to people. So they might have little, because last year there wasn't much space. They might actually have space for it. So
that would be really
but
cool.
You have like actual classes and things scheduled?
Yeah, there's classes scheduled Friday, basically on the 7th. Jordy Hicks, who's a Privateer Press studio painter, is going to be teaching people how to paint faces from 9 a.m. to 11. I'm going to be doing my own intro to model assembly and conversions from 3 to 5. Saturday, Chris Siri, who's a fucking amazing painter as well.
What kind of a douche?
Wow. Wow.
Hey, that's something you're not going to hear about Chris very often. People are afraid of the truth.
All I can say is I read a little bit of Zappity Grumbles already. Chris Siri's got the best Zappity Grumble ever. So, but
I've
he's
actually met this person.
You have,
yeah.
He's at War Machine Weekend. Yeah, he's the one who won the Master Craftsman last year.
Katie would not remember that.
Well,
yeah. while you're up there trying to decide if you want to grab either a stick of bubblegum or an archangel.
Yeah, that was the most painful thing to watch. Like someone, I'm like, thank God, maybe Nathan will catch her eye. Oh, thank God. Just watching you walk around as first pick, all those models, not knowing what to
take. I think what she actually tried to walk away with was literally a dice rolling box. Like, I'm pretty sure that's what she had.
I didn't need anything. What would I need all this crap?
And we're all like, she care what you need, Jeremy? She didn't need an archangel.
And we're all just like, take the most. Our thing is, grab the most expensive thing, figure it out later.
Right?
Well, then I would grab the Kindle, and I don't need that either. Like,
if I remember correctly, he's also the person who won the R contest for painting models.
Oh, was he? The trolls?
Yeah, the champions. Yeah,
those guys were amazing.
Yeah, that's him.
Yeah, but that, I wouldn't have met him. I would have just like sent him something after like eons of holding on.
I think you might have met him at War Machine Weekend.
Okay.
He probably doesn't stick out. But anyway, so whatever. He's
wow.
He was that really smelly guy that nobody was talking to.
Oh.
Yeah. He was like, my models look good.
Jesus Christ.
Wow. So Chris is never listening to our podcast again.
No, he's not. So I'm sad to say that he has two classes on Saturday. One from 9 to 11 for just painting. I'm not sure exactly what he's got planned for that. And then another one from 12 to 2, another painting class. And Jordy Hicks has got another one on Saturday for a two-brush blending at 2 p.m.
Are they going to do, like, figure painting classes? Because I could do nude posing.
Oh, God.
No.
No.
This is something that we should pursue.
They'll do that on the back of the... That's not officially, but back of the hotel. You just find Nathan. He will...
I'll just be nude, standing behind there, striking poses. Just paint something. That's all good.
You look bad, Asian.
It's the French
have, like,
drawing
off.
Class.
Yeah. Paint me like your French girls.
Yes. And then, finally, on Sunday, I am doing a final...
countdown.
Final class do, 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 for do, model do, assembly and conversions do, from 9 do, to 11. Do, do, do,
do, do, our poor do, listeners.
I'm never going to fucking make an announcement again. I tried to.
That was a pretty good announcement.
I tried to.
Yeah, you.
On one of the Saturdays, there's a Ticket to Ride tournament at I'm Bored Board Games here in Madison.
That's I thought true. It was this
Which
Saturday.
Edition?
No, it's next Saturday.
It is next Saturday?
They're just the American basic game.
Fuck it.
We're gonna go.
No,
gonna
but
go.
They're making. They,
go.
They're just.
I put it on my calendar.
Wait, next Saturday?
Yeah. No, he said this Saturday.
This Saturday.
Oh, no, the 27th. It's
yeah. It's two Saturdays.
Oh, two Saturdays. Oh,
so it's next Saturday.
Yeah.
Because you guys are gone.
I
this
hate
weekend.
When you say, yeah, we're gone. Well, we're gone just Saturday, but yeah.
All right.
You're gone this Saturday.
This we're coming this Saturday, Saturday, and then the next Saturday after that, which is two Saturdays from now,
right.
Was the Ticket to Ride tournament.
But you're gone this Saturday.
Yeah.
This coming Saturday.
Okay. I have to cancel my... I
not
was gonna,
next Saturday.
We didn't mention there's recruits going on, or the War Machine Weekend qualifier next weekend in Kansas City.
Oh,
which I was supposed to go to. I was going to go, but now I just... After being gone for 2.5 weeks, I'm like, I just need to fucking stay home for a week.
That is a true statement.
I want to play some board games.
So you want to hear something funny about recruits? So Keith Christensen forgot to buy a ticket for War Machine Weekend, and so he doesn't have one. And he also hasn't won a qualifier yet, and Recruits is the last one he's going to. So if Keith Christensen doesn't win Recruits, he won't be at War Machine Weekend.
Schmuck.
I mean, he can still go. He just won't be able to participate in any of the
events.
Yeah, I mean,
he will be playing board games with me.
He can walk around the hotel until they call the police for loitering.
No, he'll be playing board games with us.
Oh, my God, that would be great.
Board games. Are going to have a soundproof room for the fucking werewolf players this year? Because last year
there were
noise complaints.
There were noise complaints by other people, and then also by us trying to play other board games.
Yeah, right. They literally got the boardroom shut down because they were being so drunk and annoying. It's like they can play Werewolf wherever they want as long as it's outside the building.
Yeah,
have also, fun being drunk, enjoy your bad game, but you're enjoying it, so good for you.
I
but
know
just
you're
be away
drunk,
from the rest of
but
us.
You're 5 feet away from everyone else. Shut up!
Oh, we have another thing for War Machine Weekend.
What? Mm-hmm.
It's something in your ballpark.
Mm-hmm.
What? Yeah.
What?
No, I'm talking.
The fact
I'm
that there's
new
no two caster 75 point theme this
no.
year.
No,
have they announced?
No, I don't know what.
Buster Fuckapalooza.
Oh yeah, well yeah, we're still working on that.
Oh, are we doing it again, part two?
Yeah, we're working on it. We're trying to figure out exactly where and when we can record and everything, but we're gonna make that happen.
Yeah.
Very cool.
That was fun.
That was fun last year.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe this year some of the kids who are too cool for it will actually participate. Or, you know what, maybe not. Fuck them.
Or maybe fuck them,
I
thought
it turned out really well with the people who did show up.
Well, I think it only would have been worse if Damaris and Christensen had been there.
I think it would be better. I think this time around we should get headphones for our crew that's in our area. That way it's a little bit easier to understand people, especially, you know, having everyone yelling and trying to talk to you across the table and you can't hear a fucking word I'm saying.
Well,
is
you
there,
get on that.
Is there a monetary investment in this?
Brian's got headphones already. We just need to buy more headphones.
And
we'll
I own
figure
headphones.
It out.
I just need to bring them with me.
The point is, it's probably happening again.
Very cool. I will try to actually have my voice still for Clusterfuckapalooza. Although, again, people might argue it was better without my voice.
Yeah, it was better. It was entertaining.
I robbed him of it this last time just because it was my baby and I was so paranoid about it. But Crump can be the Mad Hatter this year. He can shout change places.
Oh, he'd be so excited.
He wanted to do it last time, and I told him he could. And then last minute, I'm like, you know what, Crump, I'm being a bridezilla here.
But this is my thing.
Yeah. So if Crump participates, he can be Mad Hatter this year.
All right, very cool. It was fun. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I like having the standard, like, one or two people that are normally part of that podcast stay at that spot, and then all
Yeah, there was an anchor man at every one of them. There was, I think, Lance. Yeah. No, Lance moved around. I don't remember who stayed at Muse. Was it
Maxon.
Max,
it was fun to go to some podcasts where they don't want to swear as much, so when you get, like, kind of out of control, they get, like, a little sensitive. It's like...
I don't know. Lance must have had a hell of a time editing that Muse podcast.
I was clean.
All I know is that ours seemed to be just off the rails.
Well, yeah, we had Menoth John there and Chili at the same time
and,
at one point.
Fucking Chunky. And Chunky. Right? Yeah. When I was there, wasn't it you, me, Chunky, Menoth John, Chili, and Chad?
Chad was just so quiet because he didn't want to say anything bad.
Yeah, Chad's like, they're saying words around me that aren't good. People are going to hear this. I need to be president someday. I need to get associated with this.
That was a good time.
Loosen up, Death Clock. Loosen up.
Wow.
He's not listening.
No, he's not. They're too busy trying to convince people to play without character restricts next year.
That's enough.
Yeah, I seriously thought that you were on board with the Muse thing. I didn't know
I was just doing your own. Well, someone else made a comment about how I was, or Josh Simpson made a comment about how I was making an event for the newest cool thing. I'm like, no, I just kind of thought. I did hear Trevor Christensen mention the idea of maybe doing it, but that's the only other person I saw make that suggestion was Trevor. And normally...
Sure, I was going to say, normally, as much as we like him, you and Trevor never agree on anything War Machine related ever.
If you take 10 stances on how War Machine should change, I will be on the other side of Trevor every single time.
That's
and
true.
We will both have valid ideas for our changes, sure. But we end up on the other side of things all the time.
Every time.
And it makes me sad sometimes. So I'm kind of glad I'm on
the Maybe Xerxes 2 has brought the two of you together.
Well, and also on our team event at...
our team event.
Yeah.
We had the... what do we call it? Crippled Attack?
We changed it.
We're going to have Pooper Potato, but they made us change it.
Yeah, it was
Pooper Potato.
It was Pooper Potato right up until the last round.
What?
And then Travis was like, I can't record this as Pooper Potato.
Yeah, and
you need to pick a different name.
So like in the annals of Premature Press databases, it got changed to a chain.
Wait, I was in charge of that tournament.
He went in and edited it.
Fuck!
Yep.
Fuck you, Sam.
Pooper Potato was unacceptable. It was too radical.
What if it was P-U-W-P? Like, couldn't they have censored it a little?
Apparently not. Well, here's what happened: is we went
everybody
up.
Everybody poops.
We were joking.
Exactly.
I was up
everyone has shit or mash.
I was getting up and reporting our
the sequel,
our scores, and I was joking about Pooper Potato and how I was the poop and Brian and Trevor was the ore and Brian was the potato. No, Trevor was the potato and Brian was the ore. And I was joking with some people about it. And there was this guy standing 3 feet to the left, and I don't remember who it was. It was a guy I knew, but he was really upset because the day before Travis would not let them enter a team name of our couch pulls out, but we don't. And so he was really upset about it. And then when Travis came over, I think that was where everything went south for us. Was the guy was like, this is really unfair because you wouldn't let us be blah, 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 but you let them be blah, 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 blah. And Travis was like, fine, I'll change it.
Yeah, but I mean, Pooper Potato, it doesn't go deeper than that. It's just the word poop, which isn't that bad of a word. Like, theirs was a vulgar thing. Like, there's the word fist is not a dirty word.
By definition.
The word box is not a dirty word. The word your is a fine word. The word mother is a fine word. But once you start talking about fisting your mother's box, it's a little okay dirty anymore. At that point.
A little.
Depends on your mom.
Like, at least two moms. Depends on what she's into.
Yeah. If your mom wants somebody to fist her box, more power to her. She's an adult woman. She's allowed to have whatever hobbies she wants. I won't judge.
This is brought to you by Conversations that cannot be on the Muse on Minis Network.
Yeah,
it's
right?
A hobby. Getting your box fisted is a hobby.
Is it? I think of it that way. It seems quaint.
Well, it's either a hobby or an occupation, and I think one of those is illegal.
Can we go with sport?
Sport works too.
He's beyond the ocho.
It's not illegal. It's just that she does that, and then the guy or woman remembers that she owes them money.
No, left money behind.
Left money behind.
In the box? oops, I left $50 there. Bye.
And a quarter.
I hope your mom is charging more than $50.
I hope your mom is charging more than $50. That's a quote that should go on Kingsick.
We do need to make shirts for each of us that just have quotes on them. Oh my God!
I'm just saying.
Someone summarize all of our quotes individually.
Yeah, we did several times it's been done.
Yeah, it has.
No, but we forget four episodes later.
That is true.
Hey, good job on Pip who did all of our
the recommendations. Got them all caught up.
I like when he caught you on the one.
Yeah,
recommended something blindly just to be a dick and steal it from me, and so you're like, I would never recommend that. So he got the timestamp on that fucker.
He did.
Well, to be fair, I guess it was one of my just steal a moment because I occasionally accidentally have stolen someone's
accidentally.
Yeah,
accidentally.
No, fuck it. Fuck you. Just. In the ass.
Oh, I was reading through some of them. I remember some of them. I'm like, why would I ever? Oh, yeah, I stole that. I just didn't think I stole Papers, Please.
No, I remember you stealing Papers, Please.
Because you didn't even know what it was. I was just like, yeah, I'm going to recommend this game called Papers, Please. And then you went first and just like, you should play Papers, Please.
I only found out like, within the last few weeks what it actually is.
Yeah.
It was like a year after I recommended it.
It was an amazingly mundane game.
It's an exciting passport stamping simulator.
Having going through that system, I can imagine how exciting it is.
Yeah, right?
It is pretty boring. And you don't know why it takes so long either, because you get up there and they're just like, okay, see ya.
Well, because you get up there and the thing is they have to make sure you're the gender you're claiming. They have to make sure that you're from the country you're claiming and issuing. Wait, are we talking about the game or real life here?
I'm pretty sure real life.
Oh.
The people in front of me got pulled to the side on the back.
Oh.
It was an older
really?
Couple, too. Like, you come over this area. I'm like, ha-ha, suckers.
They always just wave me through.
Yeah.
Because I'm a white girl.
I look very confused at these things. Like, this guy's way too confused to be.
Usually when people look terrified, that's when they pull you over for the
counter. No, I'm not terrified.
I
can master confuse at an airport pretty easily.
When I went to Jamaica, the airport trying to leave, they had a massive failure and all of their computers had crashed at the ticketing area. Oops. So everything was being done by hand. They were handwriting all the tickets. They were like all the information they had to track down. They had like friggin' log books, like columnar pads looking for people's flight information. It was taking like 45 minutes per person to get their ticket.
Oh my gosh.
It was abysmal.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah.
I would have just said fuck it and left. Like,
you can't just leave Jamaica. Like, yeah. I had to get
I'll take
fuck it. Can't
boat. Swim.
Find
a boat.
Just on a boat.
I
mean, go.
Like, I would have just, like, I'll just stay another night kind of a thing.
My plane disagreed with that.
Yeah, that's an expensive decision and possibly difficult.
It's not, yeah, but I would have tried to make them pay for it.
That's true.
Like, this is
pay for your own boat.
Pay for my own boat.
Do you want to talk about Jamaica a little
bit? Jamaica. I was in Jamaica.
You were?
Yeah. Done it for work for 2.5 weeks. I logged on my Facebook my journeys.
Mm-hmm.
I posted pictures of snails that I encountered. I love the pictures of the sunset.
You're really just the one.
I'm angry at your mom for making you stop trolling on Facebook.
Yeah,
so was that
you
why
were
he did
in
it?
Rare form.
I wondered why he stopped.
Yeah.
My mom was like, "You better post some goddamn regular pictures on the internet." She wanted to see. I wouldn't send her any pictures either because she was like, "Send me some pictures of stuff." And she wants to see everything. Like, send me a picture of the pool. What's your room look like? What is that? She wants to see. What's the hall? She wants to see like everything.
Well, yeah, she's living vicariously.
I know, which
you.
I understand.
She's excited. For
exactly, and I get. And by the way, my room had having a hot tub in the room was so goddamn good. I was like every day a hot tub for like hours, taking naps.
But they have an ocean.
You're not
right
supposed
there
to sleep in a hot tub.
But there's a hot tub in the room. Why would I go in the ocean?
Yeah, the ocean's not hot.
Yeah, it's bubbly and it's got jets going.
It's salty
in special
and there's
places.
Like animals and stuff in it.
It is terrifying.
There are so many people that were sitting in the pool, like staring at the ocean. I'm like, you guys are so close.
No, they have the right idea because then they don't get any of the fish that we previously spoke about.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
there are people there who got stung by people were getting stung by jellyfish and all those other sorts of things. I mean, the ocean's a scary place.
In the hot tubs?
No, that would have been amazing. Like coming up, but no, Jamaica was pretty slick. So I was there for work. I was taking pictures of stupid things. The first week was pretty much just me trolling the internet with pictures. Like I was taking pictures of the sunset it was a picture of my iPad blocking the sunset and all sorts of ridiculous things. But I was pretty happy with
my
pictures.
You know what made me mad about that picture? Somebody didn't know what game it was.
Yeah. Someone asked what game it was. Obviously Waterdeep. You could clearly see it was Lords of Waterdeep. Was it who did, I can't remember who asked that, but yeah, they were
somebody dumb.
Yeah, somebody dumb. Idiots.
We don't name names.
Yeah, we never name names.
Just go look on Facebook and find out.
Yeah. Be more important.
Yeah.
But the first weekend, I literally went out to, I'm going to go sit on the beach. And I'm like, man, this is the most boring goddamn thing I've ever done in my life.
Yeah, how are those three drinks?
So I'm like, you know what? I'll start drinking on the beach because I'm bored. Give me some alcohol. It's been like 16 years. And I get like 5 drinks. And I'm like, God damn it. I'm at an all-inclusive resort. You think I put some alcohol in these drinks? And I was getting like, I think about Jamaica Smile and something. They were pouring rum into my drinks. I could see the rum going into my drinks. I drank 5 of them and I was still no effect. So I got to stop drinking after 5. I'm like, no, this is not. I guess I'll close work with me anymore. So I just stopped drinking. And the ocean's just sitting there. It's not doing a goddamn thing. So I'm just like, I finally started playing my iPad for hours on the beach. I'm like, okay, this is something.
It is something.
But then the following weekend, I went out. And by the way, so being down there, I get there and I'm in all-inclusive resort. So I'm in buffets or 7 restaurants and I have buffets for breakfast and lunch. And wherever I go to work, wherever I leave the resort, someone's driving. It's so weird to be driven everywhere you go, having someone.
That would be weird.
Yeah, and I'm like, this was awkward. And you could tell, to me, And I was in Montego Bay, which is basically their not their capital. It's Kingston, but it's their travel. It's their destination for traveling. The central hub for where people go to travel and vacation. It's their vacation resort.
Okay.
Vacation destination of the country, because I think you were there.
Yeah.
Then at Ocho Rio, which is right next to it. So basically,
I was actually in Ocho Rio, but yeah.
Which those are the two big ones.
Yeah.
It's literally. It feels to me a lot like the Dells. Like if you lived in the Dells, you must be like, goddamn fucking tourists are always fucking here. And you kind of get, but the locals make so much money off the people there that some of them must have accepted, but you can tell that live there, they're just like, god damn it, there's more of those fucking tourists here. It had that touristy town feel, so it was like it's not quite real feel to it.
Yeah,
which was weird because you got all these people pampering to you, and you look at the side, it's just like, you know, poor
squalor.
Yeah. And the second weekend, I went out to Ocho Rio. I went to Clyde and River's Falls. I went to the Dolphin Cove and did all those pictures. That's right. I really went out and did stuff. And then on Sunday, we did this Jeep tour. We went out to the country. We went up to the mountains and hills, which was really cool. I was going to post pictures of that sometime this week. That's where I touched a spider. But
the spider really touched you.
Yeah, it was crawling
his heart.
The guy walks up to a tree, like touched puts by an his angel hand to a tree, pulls out this huge spider, and puts it on his face. I left the area. I'm like, I'm going to go over there. And then I come back. And then some other people weren't happy with it. But I mean, then someone else grabs a spider and they're taking pictures. Like, man, everyone's fucking taking pictures of this spider. I've had a pretty good weekend. I at this point, I've petted and fed it a shark. I've played with manta rays. I've doing stuff with the dolphins. I even had fucking those birds on me, which fucking birds are dumb. But there's a lot of birds. I thought it'd be funny to have like, all those birds.
The one with all the birds.
Yeah, it was in the Saturday. It was like it was birds and there was a lizard and all that stuff.
Yeah,
large macaws or.
I don't like birds or lizards. So
yeah, either do I. But I just grabbed everything that was big and gross and just touched it. Like, okay, no one's around. So 1 week and I'll go against my nature. And then he puts a spider on my hand. I literally had, like, my hand wouldn't. First of all, my hand wouldn't go to the guy. He puts his hand up with a spider on, and my hand wouldn't move. I'm like, okay, I'm going to grab it. My hand's like, nope. So I get it there, and every time he puts his hand near my hand, I pull my hand away. I'm like, wait, I'm sorry. This is just a reaction. This is normal. So I finally keep the hand, and he puts the spider on, and someone has my phone. I'm like, just take a lot of pictures, and I'll try to look good. So
I'll try not to die.
They're snapping the pictures as fast as I can. I'm like, okay, a couple of those are probably okay. So turned out we had a good one.
And then you smashed the spider.
I'm like, oh, yeah.
Screamed and ran in the woods.
And I burned down the entire forest. And he goes and just puts a spider back in the tree. I'm like, Jesus Christ, not going near that tree.
Yeah, because that's the only tree on the island with a spider in it.
That was my belief. And I'm
going to stick with that. That was Chester, the Jamaican spider. They just keep him in that tree. Yep. There's no other spiders.
Yep. That was my belief. So anyways, we're going up, and then we're driving back, and people in the Jeep are taking pictures of just the poor people. We're driving through the town, because we're driving through some small towns, so we're obviously out of the tourist hub. We're between tourist hubs.
Yeah.
And we're like stopping in a small town, like, oh, let's take pictures of these poor people. And I'm like, this is really uncomfortable. It's like they're animals. People are like, oh, look at this. This is amazing. These poor.
We're on safari.
Yeah, we're on safari. Take a picture of all the blurred back people. And I was like, this is uncomfortable to me.
Yeah.
Did you say anything to him?
Or? No, I was just like, no. I didn't. What was I going to say? I really have a good.
You shouldn't take pictures of people because they're not animals.
No, right. I was just letting it go.
Well, and especially since it's not like they're tribesmen with like a, you know, a different culture. Like if you go into like the Philippines and there's like a native tribe or something like that. Like they're just. People it's a Western country. It's a very similar culture. They're just you're taking pictures of the poor part of that country.
It's just like Detroit.
It would be like Detroit. If you went to Detroit and said let's go to Flint, Michigan, and take pictures of all the unemployed people in Flint.
I think I accidentally offended like half the people I talked to. I think in my conversation, I'm not sure how, but I can always tell. But in the conversation, the person was annoyed with me. Because they would come up to me. They'd be super. Some people were so friendly and so nice, and I couldn't always understand everyone so well. But they were just so friendly, and I just didn't react well at first. It took me like a week to like adjust to like the level of friendliness down there.
You didn't use what Archer's trick?
No,
just double thumb up.
Well,
man.
I was thinking with a spider, but I couldn't thumb with a spider. I would have tried to double thumb the spider one. That's why I got the one thumb because I was like, okay. Archie would do a thumb.
Your other arm wouldn't move.
Yeah, my arm was paralyzed with a spider on it. It was like if I think it's dead, the spider gets dead, it won't bite me. But yeah, no, it was yeah. So it was. I swear to God, I offended like half the people there. I don't know how. I just maybe it was my imagination, but I swear to God, after every conversation, I had two different drivers. They were brothers. And every time the first week, I tried to use their names, and every time I called them by the name, I always had the wrong driver. I'm just going to stop using names.
So they were twins, right? Because that would make sense.
Well, I mean, you know, they were brothers and they were black, so they look the same.
So they were brothers and they were brothers.
Well, I only ever really saw the back of their head. I mean, I never really got a good look. They were both bald. They both were the very same
You're
build.
You're making it worse.
I know. It was awful. It was awful for me. It was awful. They
for
were
you, it was awful for them. It was awful for them.
I just had to tip more money to feel better. I just had to throw money at them. Like, please, I forgive me. Here's a 20.
Hey, please excuse my racism.
Yeah, here's $20.
I don't think
sorry.
They feel bad for the poor, pampered white man from the rich country who comes over and can't be asked to remember their names.
Yeah.
Steve, whatever. Fuck it. Drive me someplace. I'm rich.
Like, rename them.
Yeah. Here's $20. I'm sorry. It was pretty much how my conversation
I'm
going to
call you Nathan from now on.
Yeah.
I told Brian what he should have done was try to hook up with some local girl and just be like, Soyamo green card, and refuse to admit that they don't speak Spanish. Just insist that she's ESL and pretend to be really impressed that she speaks English that well. Because, of course, they all speak Spanish. It's a Caribbean country.
Of course.
He did not take me up on that, to my knowledge.
I did not. I did not.
I guarantee you, man, that's an in. Ladies love it when you're racist to them.
If the alcohol would have had any effect on me on that one day, maybe I could have went that round. But,
Well, and that's surprising, too, because you're, like, sitting out in the sun, and usually alcohol's more...
There was no sun. There was shade.
Did you have anything to eat?
No. I had a couple of chips. There's like, five drinks.
You didn't just, like, not stand up?
No, I was... I eventually... Am I drunk? I know. It was...
I mean, you seemed pretty...
Maybe he's just one of those delusional
drugs.
That was a week later.
Yeah.
He might have been stumbling around, like making an ass of himself with a lampshade on his head. He's like, "This is having no effect on me." In his head.
No, I understand. I know what a buzz feels like. I understand. There's a difference. And I was like, "Man, I just I'm bored."
Well, you're close enough to where the Katie and Jeremy live now, so maybe
we'll run tests.
We could have you take a sobriety test at the beginning of the night, and then have Jim feed you drinks.
Oh God!
Yeah.
An hour later, we'll have you take that sobriety test. Again.
It won't take an hour with Jim.
This is having no effect on me at all. I'm a bone to rub.
Wearing Malcolm as a scarf.
If you could pick Malcolm up and put him on your neck,
that'd be impressive.
The difficult thing about the resort was there was an ice cream machine there that you could just go get ice cream whenever you wanted. So I would do a lap of the resort, which is a pretty big resort that have a cone of ice cream, and then do a lap.
And
a small
cone
of ice cream. Well, the machine was there, and there's more ice cream in it, so why would I stop having the ice cream?
Yeah, you don't want to waste the ice cream.
So, yeah.
When I was in the Army, they had really good food there, and they had an ice cream machine, and that was very bad. That's all I did. Go to breakfast, and like, I have some eggs and ice cream.
Oh, I loved one of my speaking of food. I love one of my pictures was a person. I took a picture of a person. They get a picture of the buffet room. I thought that was a good picture.
Yeah, the meta picture. Yeah,
I was like, here's a picture of a person taking a picture of all the food. There was a lot of food though. So Jamaica was pretty cool. It was warm. It was funny. I get down there. It was basically hot and humid. When I left Madison, it was hot and humid. So I'm like, oh, is weather different? I'm like, no, it's hot and humid. That's what I was there.
It got different here while you were gone.
Yeah.
What degrees?
It was 80s. It was high. It got in the 90s a couple times. It got pretty. There was a few days where it was like fucking hot.
It probably wasn't that warm here.
Yeah. Well, it
cooled down a little here. Yeah. I don't know if you
noticed. Well, I saw Meneth John just swearing on Facebook about the weather.
Yeah.
So I was like, must have changed.
Yeah, fall hit like a brick shit house this year.
Yeah,
it's like I'm fall today,
and we're done.
You went to bed; it was 70. You woke up; it was 50.
Yeah,
it's like the fuck happened there?
Forties.
I took the dogs out the next morning, and like I just threw on my shorts from the day before because like I'm just taking the dogs out, and I got outside. I was like, "Fuck, it's cold out."
Well, I get off the airplane. I get off the airplane. It's like it's like 60 out. I'm in shorts. I'm being fucking. Even Atlanta was warm. I get here. It's like this. It's 9 o'clock night, Friday night. Man, the airport in Atlanta, you get in the town, you fly in, and then you have to, like, 74 lines, and you have to have someone check you have to have your passport check, and you have to go, it's like three people check. Then you have to go through a full security thing, even though you're in the airport, because you're out of the country.
Yep.
Then you have to go to a special check and have your baggage rechecked and going back in, and it's like,
it's just a nightmare.
Line after line. Luckily, they know people are idiots, they just have people stationed every, like, 5 feet, like, turn left, turn right, turn left, turn left. Because, I mean, if I would have been on my own, I probably still would be in the Atlanta airport, but I don't know what's happening.
That's an airport you could get lost in, too, man. That's a big airport.
And this is the first time I flew where there was, like, kind of some stormy weather, so flying the plane through the stormy weather was a little bit exciting. Well, not flying, I wasn't actually flying. They didn't put
no, I would imagine
like,
not.
It's, there's some rain out, get Brian up here, he'll take over. But, yeah. The entire time back, both times, I had no one next to me in my seats. I literally had to have from Atlanta home and then from Jamaica to Atlanta. I was the only one in my
room. That's amazing.
Yeah, that was good times. iPads make traveling so much easier.
That is true, too.
Especially when they let you use them on the plane a lot more. Yeah.
I just had a bunch of TV shows downloaded and was just watching show after show after show, playing some.
Yeah, they pretty much don't make you put them away other than the security talk nowadays.
Yeah, and even at the beginning, takeoff and landing is when they don't want you to.
Really? They let me use mine. It's an airplane mode.
They let me do it the whole time. Also, I only fly every 5 years. The fact that I can just get there, the kiosk, and I just scan my passport, everything just prints out. There's it's so simple to fly now. There's none of this having to take this stuff with you. It's like everything just happens at the airport.
Yeah, that's not that bad.
I can't imagine what happens in 5 years when I fly. It'll be even more.
They might stop raping people.
I don't think that's going to happen. That'll just increase.
Well, then either they'll stop or maybe one of these days they'll actually accomplish something.
I don't think either of those things.
That's
are
true.
Yeah. The airports are going to rape. What?
TSA.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm fine.
Don't think they actually rape people.
I think what they do to people, if you did it to a random person on the street, they might be able to file rape charges.
I don't know. They were very good. Actually, their hands were very soft and gentle.
Yeah.
I appreciated their touch.
Somebody hasn't touched me there in years.
That's what I said. I was like, man, I haven't felt this in a while. Those bubbles are. Woo.
Highlight of Brian's vacation.
That jet stream there was.
I don't want to know you this well.
Brian's going to book himself for travel to other places.
I texted Jordan. I'm like, Jordan, you're getting a hot tub. Yeah, that was Jamaica.
Just you and Jordan in a hot tub?
Oh, I don't
know. He doesn't even care at that point.
Yeah.
It's a hot tub.
Oh, yeah.
That's all I got. That conversation petered out.
So that's done then, I take it?
Yeah.
Yeah, stick a fork in it.
Blood Bowl.
Yes.
I went to the Chaos Cup this weekend. Or last weekend.
This weekend.
This past weekend.
I hate you trying to figure out the terminology just to not make Nathan mad.
You mean the correct terminology? The correct verbiage?
The correct ones. Yeah, whatever I want to use. People know what I'm talking about.
The weekend we are currently experiencing.
Yes.
Yesterday.
Yes.
Today, in
fact. When you post this, it'll be Monday, so it would have been this past weekend. It would not be this weekend anymore.
Okay. This past weekend, I played some Blood Bowl. I played 4 games on Saturday and 2 games today. I lost 2 games yesterday and won 2 games yesterday, and then I won 1 game today and lost 1 game today. So I went
50-50 both days.
Yep.
Consistent, baby.
Yep. Can't really blame anything except for my dice.
Well, that's Blood Bowl.
Welcome to Blood Bowl.
No, I will say this. If you're ever playing a game against somebody and you're just playing, you're not like actually destroying them or anything, and all that person does is just sit back and just every time you like roll a die and you succeed at something, they're like, oh my god. If he's doing that all the goddamn time, you should just find a new game.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Well, it sounds like he has anger management problems and he's working very, very hard to control them.
Well,
that's what it sounds like.
I think what happened is he lost the, and also I've been losing most of the day Saturday. So I'm in the back of the room, like with everybody who's, you know, who has won a game, etc. But it's the point of the time when you're just going to play games to have fun.
Yeah.
And you ain't winning nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he is somebody who did travel from Great Britain to here, and he did not do well the first day. So I'm assuming that he was just upset at that he just spent like $800, $900 just to fly over here and just lose out.
If you're going to spend that much money to travel to play a game as random as Blood Bowl, you need to be honest with yourself about the fact that you're playing a game as random as Blood Bowl.
Yeah, just playing Blood Bowl is one thing.
Well, I mean, you'd think that he would have something else planned besides just the game if he is... Unless he, like, flew over frequently, he would have...
No, I mean, it's a big event. This is, like, the annual Blood Bowl thing, and some people really, really like this game. If you think if you like Blood Bowl that much, you're like, yeah, maybe I'll go 0-6, but who cares? I sure love Blood Bowl.
Well, it is different, though. It's there are people who are top players in Blood Bowl.
Yeah.
Even though it is a D6 chance for most things, it's a really revolves pretty well around strategy.
Well, yeah, good player, because the strategy of the game is mitigating the randomness. You know, like I playing a game in an online thing, and you can tell, you know, good players versus not so good players. Like somebody, he was out of rerolls. He got the ball. It was the kick event was that he got to just hand it to one of his guys, so he didn't have to worry picking it up. So he gives it to his guy way back at the end zone, like the first line. The first thing he does isn't even to run that guy forward; it's to throw a one dice block with no rerolls and roll a skull and fall down.
Yeah.
Like the strategy is in mitigating the fact that the game is random as fuck.
Yeah, you save those one die rolls to the end. You don't start with
the one. You do everything that doesn't require rolling first, and then you just start going down the priority chain.
Exactly. Especially if the most important thing to do requires no randomness, like, you know, advance the ball forward six spaces as opposed to staying on your own goal line.
Yes. So, yeah, I think he was just upset really at that, and I was kind of rolling pretty well against him at the beginning, and then he immediately took out three of my dwarves, and dwarves have an armor 9,
and
you have to roll a 10 to hit on 2d6 to take them out. Yeah. But, no, I had fun overall. I recorded all 5 of the matches. Recorded the dice 5. Thing.
You just said you played 6 matches.
Yes, sorry.
Okay, good.
Okay,
you said a long weekend.
Yeah, it's been a long weekend. Recorded all 6 matches. Second match, I found out one very interesting thing about my cameras. Number one, my main camera that has all the good data or the good picture quality on it, that one needs more memory. Because one video ran up about 8 gigabytes. And then I had to go into the next round because that game just lasted up until the wire. And I'm like, I have no more space on my camera. I guess I got to transfer. So it spent like a half hour moving files back to my computer. So that was fun. Every round I had to download like 2 8-gigabit files down to my laptop.
Well, doesn't that thing take like an SD card or something? You can buy like a 128 gig SD card and shove it in there.
Yeah, that would have been good to do beforehand.
If he had done that, that would have been very smart.
But no, I didn't have that.
Oh.
No.
You should have.
Yeah, I should have. Yeah. Well, normally when we're doing our battle reports, I only have to record one match. I could fit like 2 or 3 matches on there. For Blood Bowl, unfortunately, they're like 2 hours long.
They can be for War Machine. They usually aren't.
No, they usually aren't for War Machine, but... Yeah. At least on our battle.
I was thinking I would like to record some games at War Machine Weekend this year. I'm going to bring my camera, and even if they're just like pickup games, like I think it'd just
like
be
some
fun.
Like some converting games on the side and some stuff.
Well, we could do that too. Yeah, like honestly, I thought about that too. Like I just think that there's some things that we do at War Machine Weekend that would be very fun to have videos of.
Some of those videos, like you don't. I mean, remember that whole thing that happened with like Kate Upton and Jennifer Lawrence,
right?
Some
but I'd like to remember it nonetheless.
Right, but just be careful what you record.
Don't watch those videos. You're a bad person.
Make sure that they're deleted off the clock.
Keith had not heard about that.
Not even heard about it?
Yeah. Like literally, I'm in a car with, there's 7 guys in the car, and somebody mentions the Fappening. And
I love that was the term for it, by the way, the Fappening.
Somebody else refers to it as the Fappocalypse. And Keith's like, what are you guys talking about? And we're like, the videos with Jennifer Lawrence and et cetera, et cetera. He's like, the what? And all 6 guys in the car are just like, who are you?
I had 12 texts. I had alerts. I had people on the door going, get on the internet.
Nigel said he just like felt it through the force.
My favorite thing about the Fappening.
Two things affected my life in the morning at 7 a.m. when the Twin Towers got hit. And I had like that many messages on the phone. And then this happens. I'm like, oh my God, I thought we had another terrorist attack.
Just because you had like 800 alerts.
Yeah, I'm like, oh my God, we've been hit again.
No, my favorite thing about the whole Image League thing wasn't like, oh boy, hey, look, it's Kate Upton, Jennifer Lawrence's boobs or whatever. Like, my favorite thing about it was that Kate Upton's phone was not hacked.
Right.
Her boyfriend's phone was hacked.
Mm-hmm.
And those pictures include sexually explicit pictures and videos of other women. And I'm just wondering, like, if she didn't know about that and this was how she found out, that's not good for him.
No.
Like, this news happens and she's like, oh my God, my pictures got leaked off your... Who the fuck is that?
Who cheats on Kate Upton?
Yeah, right?
Apparently an MLB pitcher.
Yeah.
Would be my guess, because you can get other girls, too.
I'm sorry, but if you get Kate Upton, why would... I'm with Brian on this one. I don't understand.
The other girl's like a skinny brunette, so apparently you just want to cover all the bases. Like, you have whatever. Sure. But it's just like, I imagine how double bad it was for him, because not only did this happen, and he got Kate Upton's videos leaked to the world, but he also got caught.
Yep. Bad times for him.
Unless she already knew.
Like I said, unless they had an open thing, which they might have.
Or it might have been something that was older, too. Right. They might have from a previous.
Remember, if you search for those images, you're part of the problem.
That's actually true.
It is true. I'm not saying it's wrong.
So how was the internet in Jamaica?
I had the worst internet down there.
Unrelated.
That's partially why I went out and had so much fun the second weekend, because my internet was so bad. I'm like, God damn it, the internet's bad. I might as well see this fucking country. Also, we're on the topic. I forgot one slate porn story. So you get free channels when you're in Jamaica. You know, free cable, free whatever.
All expense resort.
There was a couple free porn channels. Now the problem was, you're flipping channels. The first time, I'm like, okay, it's like Cinemax, Epix, you know, Movie Channel, Porn Channel, HBO. It's like you're like, what? You're like, you're flipping channels. You're like, what just happened in between that? And the problem with their porn channels are this. Basically, the one channel was just, it was 24 hours a day of just penetration up close to like the balls and the dick. It was like 3 inches out, and it was
taint TV.
It was 24 hours, 2.5 weeks of just. I would check. I'm like, that still can't be happening. Yep, moving on. Like, I don't know, whoever's fetish that is must love that channel, because that is just a weird only thing to just focus on for hour after hour after hour.
Jamaica doesn't want to see the whole women or anything. They just want to zoom in on the scrotum flapping back and forth.
Well, that is a channel for you. I'm telling you, you go to Jamaica. You go to a Secret Hotel, you don't have to leave your room ever again. You're going to be in heaven. Sorry, it really disturbed me, and I was like, I can't
look at that sack flap.
So who enjoys this? The first week you started chafing, and you had to get out.
It was just disturbing. I was like, man, sorry. It just bugged me a lot.
I'm sure Katie's really enjoying this conversation.
Oh, whatever. Off air, Katie's as dirty as anybody.
That's pretty true.
God.
We need to get Katie.
Well, the thing is, like, and she's told me this, but she's been in front of me before. Like, we've been at a convention or something. She's like, Nate, I don't have any girlfriends here, so you're going to be my girlfriend so I can tell you dirty stories. And she'll tell me dirty things that I didn't want to know.
Yep.
But she needed a girl pal to talk to about these things.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Do you have more Blood Bowl? More shenanigans?
No, well, other than the fact that I recorded all six of the games, we're going to probably have a couple of the guys from the podcast, or random guys that know anything about Blood Bowl, to help me do commentary for it. I don't think the videos are really going to be that long, because I'm going to chop out a lot of the bits where people are just staring at the goddamn table.
Yeah.
Because that's what, I mean, Blood Bowl, it's a lot more thinking about the strategy than it is actually moving the models.
Well, it's kind of like that thing that they do with the NFL, where they show the games a few days later, where it's just snap to snap.
Yeah.
Like, and it ends up taking like a half hour for the whole game.
That was a great game.
Yeah.
It is actually how all football should be played, by the way.
Just snippets.
So you just have people collapsing of heart attacks because they're tons of, oh my God. There would be no 300-pound lineman ever again.
No. It'd be a young man's game.
It would be a young man's game.
The only ones would be dead.
Oh, man. Last thing is, because those, I forget which channel shows them, but you know, they even cut out like the 10 seconds of huddle and getting back to the ball and everything. Yeah. They literally just cut from whistle to snap to whistle to snap.
Probably something on NFL.
Yeah, it might be.
Right? Those are interesting.
But that's kind of how we're going to do the
Packers
these.
Won today. I didn't even watch the game.
Yeah, what? Packers won, yeah.
They were down by 12 when I checked.
Yeah. Wow.
No, they came back and destroyed them in the second half.
Yay!
I got to listen to it all the way back. It was so awesome. So there was a radio station in Chicago that was actually playing the Packer game. I'm like, awesome. So I made it to Rockford and then like started fading out. I'm like, hit 101.5 and I'm like, hey, Packer game! And I got to listen to it all the way back. I was very happy. But, yeah.
Yay.
Football video's out.
Oh, and the best thing about getting back to Wisconsin after being in Wisconsin 2.5 weeks was just playing board games for like 2 days straight.
Yeah, how did that go?
Hey, you guys weren't invited because you had your couples weekend.
No. As it turns out, Jeremy's an idiot.
Well, spoilers!
I'm like, alert the
media.
So I messaged Brian, and I'm like, so we have like all of Sunday free. And he was like, no, Jeremy told me that you guys were busy the entire weekend. Why would I schedule, if I was going to do a couples weekend with other couples, I'm going to put it all in one day.
I didn't know that.
That's why I scheduled a lunch.
To be fair, I messaged you and I said, have you nailed down when we're meeting with those people? And you said, no, we don't really have any plans. I don't know when we're going to make them. And so I said that to Brian.
Well, I know, but you could have said, hey, if you make the plans today, then we can participate
play board games.
In board games. I would have called them.
So tell me what you did today, Katie. Are you really all that sad that we went shopping instead of...
Well, I took a nap.
Well, you did that too.
And I went shopping.
Uh-huh.
I spent less than you.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Because you bought a PS4. Because
I bought a PS4, and damn, they're expensive. Holy crap.
How much am I spending tomorrow?
With the 1 year subscription and with Destiny, with no extra controller, no long charging cord, it's like 500.
I already have the subscription.
Okay, so yes. 480.
All right.
Or okay. 470.
I'll buy the long charging cord.
Really? Probably. So it's $30 for?
It was 450 for, yeah, it's 30 for the year if you buy it with the PS4.
Yeah.
Wow, that's actually, because it's 50 for a year normally.
Oh, maybe it was 40. Maybe it was only 10 off.
I don't know. We paid.
I thought it was 30.
But I mean, either way, that's 10 that's off. Did you buy
listeners thrill at the discussion of how much a PS4 costs.
What did Katie buy today?
I bought some clothes.
All right.
Like a lot of clothes.
Can I make a side note about board games and Shay's being stupid?
Uh-huh.
So in the current game of Small...
stupid?
No, well, I'm switching from Jeremy to Katie. Because Katie did something, I was like, what?
When I put the hobbit hole in the water.
Yes! So Katie, we're playing Small World, and Katie gets seafaring hobbits. And I'm like, oh, I was going to take seafaring hobbits because you'll get four immune territories, the two hobbit holes and the two water spaces.
Five.
And then, well, if you stretch all the way to the other side. But first turn, four.
Yeah.
And so her hobbits come out of the water, they dig their hobbit hole at the bottom of the ocean, and it's like, we're double immune! It doesn't work that way, Katie.
No, okay, so in real life, I don't put the hobbit holes down right away. I just put them on afterward, and so I put it down, and I went, shit.
Everyone's going to see this.
You can't do an undo in that game.
Try holding down the power button on your iPad so it powers off. It might not have saved to the cloud yet.
Throw the iPad out the window and just be like, I'll get a new one.
I better off. I actually did that once and it worked.
Nice.
I put someplace in the wrong spot. I went, fuck! And I held down the power button and it powered off and I turned it on and I reloaded game and it was back to the beginning of my turn. I was like, yes!
See, I did that with the werewolf thing in the last game because I thought we were on an even turn and if it had been an odd turn, then I would have gotten them.
Yeah.
And it...
Small world.
The underwater hobbit hole was my favorite thing.
I was laughing at it. She showed it to me. I chuckled.
I was very upset with myself.
You were.
Playing Caverna with Tim was the greatest thing in the world because Tim got came in last place in Caverna. He is such a great Agricola player.
Yeah.
So watching him just flounder in Caverna and beating him in Caverna was such a good feeling.
Brian beat me by 1 point.
Well, the thing with Caverna is instead of it being instead of a game of no, it's a game of yes. And so Tim's used to Agricola being a game of no.
Yeah.
And so if you try to play it as like defensively, I'm going to block you from the things you want. You can't in Caverna.
Block people.
Like you just can't.
You can hinder them a little.
You can hinder them a little, but
make it impossible for them to do what they need to do.
Yeah.
But that's just so good.
It is a great game.
I put my foot in his throat. I'm like, I'm not going to be nice at all. I mean, I made sure he understood what he was doing, but I was not like ever going to lean. It's one of the few times I played with someone new to a game and did not just try my best.
Well, to be fair, you only played it once. We didn't really understand the rules. It's not like you were like an experienced player.
Correct.
Right.
And here's the other thing. One of the couples that we're going to get together with canceled because they had to go turkey hunting, which is a valid excuse.
Sure.
But my point is, so then we had all of Saturday afternoon off.
Oh,
as
man.
Well.
That's rough. I mean, what I've been doing is like invite, you know, once I hit the certain limit, I just stop inviting.
Which makes sense because otherwise you want to have
I invited everyone in this room first. One of the rare times I usually like screw the podcast group. I invite one or two and then I go with some other people. But I was actually, no, I'm going to invite people here so there's less drama in my life.
Yeah.
And then Andy's like, I'm in Chicago and you guys are working to have couples. I'm like, well, screw it. Plenty of other people who love
never doing
games.
That again.
I'm just saying you should talk to me.
I did.
No, not you.
Oh, Brian.
It sounds to be that couples weekend is a weekend, not just.
Well, it wasn't.
I didn't say it was a couples weekend.
It was that we were getting together with two other sets of couples that we knew also this weekend.
It just happened one of the days.
Initially,
what I was told is we have no idea when exactly.
Which because that's what Katie told me.
And I'm trying to set. Exactly four people for 1 day and five for the next. I'm like,
I wasn't given that information. He was like, "Have you talked to Marissa yet?" And I was like, "Nope."
You pass notes. You don't get the reason.
So the lesson is: don't talk to Jeremy about Shay plans.
That's a double-edged sword.
The boss.
That is a double-edged sword. Because Katie also doesn't know when we have actual plans.
I mean, Katie has final approval, but Jeremy does have the calendar, so it's a danger.
Between Katie and I, we're a fully functional adult.
Normally I do it in person, but I'm in Jamaica. I'm trying to, you know, I'm scheduling plans, you know, thousands of miles away.
That is true.
Because I need to get, as soon as I get off a plane, I need board games to be played.
You did need.
Okay, this past week I messaged Ryan and he was like, I had to limit the number of people I talked to and you didn't make the cut.
Wow.
I was like,
I was really busy at work and she's like, you didn't talk to me. I'm like, well, I was talking to another person. I can't chat too much. I'm actually trying to be productive at my place.
Jeremy had just got done telling me how chatty you were that day.
Well, you know.
I was like,
yeah, you were kind of chatty to me too.
Apparently, I was the winner.
Yeah, you and everyone out, like you, apparently Andy, Travis, like
Well you sometimes don't respond as much. You're the least less leader. You'll be chatty for like 15 minutes of time, and then you'll just stop chatting for 4 hours.
That is true, and you won't know when she's just going to be like up and disappear in the middle of a conversation.
Yeah. So you have spurts of conversations. I don't know when. I can't schedule for that,
Katie.
Can you imagine if that was like in real life?
I'm done with this now. I'll be back later.
No, you don't even say that. You don't even say that.
You're not like, by the way, I'm going to go do other things now. It's just like, oh, I guess I haven't heard from her for 15 minutes, and my last three messages haven't been responded to, so I guess we're done now.
I'll get to that later.
Wow. All right, so Zappity Grumbles?
Probably. Sure. We've been talking forever about random stuff.
All right. All right.
I'm trying to see if we can beat hour 30.
All right.
So, starting off, what IP should have a board card game but doesn't?
It's an IP.
Intellectual property. Yeah. Like TV show, movie, comic book that deserves a board game but doesn't have one.
Facebook. Stop reading.
I would actually... I'm trying to think of a good Star Wars board game, and I'm sure I'm forgetting one.
Queen's Gambit is actually really good. Yeah, Queen's Gambit is actually a super fun game.
I don't know that
which
one.
It's somewhat obscure because it was a Phantom Menace tie-in game. LCGs. It was a Phantom Menace tie-in game that they sold at like Toys R Us. It was like a mainstream trash one that turned out to be really fucking amazing. It has one game balance issue, but I mean that's an easy house thing, and that game is actually really good. But it's also out of print, and you're not going to find it.
Though. We're talking about IP. That's an IP that
seems pretty rare. Like maybe it's got this one niche game that's out of print, but like it's an IP I'd like to see a cool board game of.
Yeah.
Like, and there's lots of ways you could go with it, too.
I would like to see a board game of Clue that's not actually the Clue board game.
You want the board game version of a movie version of a board game.
Yes.
Just checking.
That's what I want.
I want Clues. Psych the board game.
Sex the board game.
Psych.
Oh, Psych.
That would be good.
That would be fun.
I was kind of curious if somebody would match in, like, Supernatural.
Yeah.
It would be kind of a neat board game.
It could be. I mean, definitely.
Or it'd be in the same vein as like Arkham Horror. Or
I was going to say there are some IP out there that are similar to that one. Psyched would be.
But no, Supernatural could be really cool. Hunt Goron co-op stuff.
Yep,
those are all good. I got nothing.
No. Right. Everybody,
Grumble.
Minions have pigs and gators. Which animal should be iconic in the next pact?
I don't know.
There aren't really any new pact. No,
this is a new pact.
So pangolins and armadillos.
Well, there's no other anthropomorphic species in the Iron Kingdoms, are there?
Well, there's zoo we don't know much about.
Right, but I mean, like, there's gator men and there's pig men. There aren't, like, you know, they're the ogre and are basically, like, gorilla men. Yeah. There's not, like minotaurs and shit like that.
No.
That I can think of.
But minotaurs would be cool if we were just, like, throwing out things.
True.
Minotaurs would be cool. The minotaur centaur race.
Well, I mean, people have talked about before, it'd be cool to have, like, a giant faction where it was, like, literally everything they had was huge base. Or large base. Like, their infantry is large base.
Like troll, but large
base. Yeah, like, troll, but one size larger for everything. Like, their infantry is large, and their beasts are huge base.
If they'd gone with something in between large and huge for that, I would agree. But I think that huge base is so big that it's too much.
I'd call it huge.
It's too much.
It's basically like when they added the Ogre Kingdoms in Fantasy.
Yeah.
That's literally what it was. They made everybody on monster size bases.
But if you imagine, like, a Karchev list that's just Karchev and two Conquests and whatever, and then Manowar Shock Troopers running around, like, that's...
That'd be kind of cool.
You could have a faction that runs like that.
Grumble. Is it just me, or has fantasy football lost a bit of its punch? I hate to be a hipster when it comes to this, but I just don't feel it anymore.
I'm in the league, but I still... I'm behind on that.
Fuck FXX.
What?
I don't get FXX.
Well, that sucks for you.
I get it.
I have Dish Network. I cannot get FXX.
Why do you keep adding an S? Isn't it just FX?
FXX. It's a second channel that they made just so you can bug your cable dealer to get that channel.
They put a lot of their comedies onto it. Like,
they put all the good shit on there. Always Sunny's on there.
There's two FXs now.
Wilfred is over there now.
Oh, I didn't know they did that.
Fucking The League is over there. So like all their good shit is over there.
But The League is the only good thing ever to come out of fantasy football. Fantasy football is terrible.
Yeah.
It really is just like draft and get lucky, and then each week maybe get lucky. Like, there's no tactics or strategy. And the people who think there's tactics or strategy, and like, I watch commercials, like, on ESPN, like, during the games, they'll be like, oh, fantasy football.
I think the fun for some people is a draft, and you pick things. Because, if you pick a top-rated quarterback versus, like, you know, the bad guy, a bad guy. I mean, sure, they
but, like, each week, it's just like, well, look at their projected scores, put the bigger numbers there and the smaller numbers on your bench. Done.
Well, that's one way of doing it too. You can also, if you're really into the stats of that, you know that like so and so player has always played well at that venue. I mean, or
I don't like it, but it gives people who like sports something to do. And I know whatever. I mean, I'm playing in our cripple system one just to do it, and it's okay. But that's not my thing.
It's just it definitely isn't your thing, because you sat there for like a good, I don't know, like 2 hours asking me how do I drop a player from my bench.
I couldn't figure it out. I won my first game. So hey, if you lost to me in fantasy football, that's got to be a pretty sad thing.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Did you see the thing with the guy who lost his fantasy football thing because the quarterback kneeled for the final play? Because he lost a yard, so he lost a tenth of a point, and he lost his matchup by 500ths of a point. Wow. To a guy whose league name was hashtag YOLO swag.
Nice.
Well, that insult to injury.
That was the big thing about the running back for the Eagles, who lay down like on the 1 yard line,
which is
instead
the correct thing to do.
Yeah, which is what he was supposed to do.
Love when people do it. Happens so rarely, and I love when players make that right call, because so many want that point. But when they do that, they should get some kind of bonus when they do those kind of right things like that. Because many players can't.
So many people that are pissed off at him for not just walking into the.
By the way, one thing I missed on the news: some football operators have been crazy. Because I was kind of seeing a thing on TV. Some football
players. The one who punched his fiance at the time, now wife, in the he punched her in the face.
There's like a video about it. I don't know
what happened. Here's what happened. Supposedly, Ray Rice. They showed a video of him dragging his unconscious girlfriend fiance out of the elevator.
But who knows what happened?
What happened inside? And Roger Goodell is like, oh, he just gets a 2-game suspension. Like, okay, that's where your investigation ends, is like, oh, unconscious body being drugged from elevator. You're not going to look to see what the fuck is in the elevator first. So obviously TMZ is going, hey, can we see what's in the elevator? And they're like, sure, here you go.
Just him clocking her.
Yeah, you just see him just clocking her twice.
Well, the worst part of
she does go for her, for him. Like, she lunges at him, but the thing is, she's like a that's the thing. She's like a 90-pound skinny woman, and he's a professional football player. Like, even if she's going to slap him, his response shouldn't be to uppercut her and knock her unconscious. Well,
the worst part of that whole story to me is all of the women that wore Ray Rice jerseys to the game complaining about his suspension. Like, what? What?
Yeah, I agree with that. Well, the annoying thing, though, too, is so when Roger Goodell pulled down that 2-game suspension, I think that same week, another player, I don't remember who, was caught smoking pot and was banned for the fucking year.
That's just
bullshit. Complete bullshit. I don't understand how his...
Was that how Welker got busted?
Flip side.
Yeah, no, he had something else.
Being suspended for the year for smoking pot is complete bullshit. Yeah. But the flip side is, it was his third time being caught in like the last 2 months. Even if it's a bullshit rule, after you're reprimanded a couple times, admit it's a rule and fucking stop. Yeah. It wasn't like it was his first time token up. Like, he was a multiple offender. It's a stupid rule, but he knows it's a rule.
True. Okay. Yeah. I actually did not realize he was
doing something illegal wrong?
Well, the thing is, it's not illegal. Yeah. His team, it's legal that state.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's not even breaking a law, but he is breaking an NFL rule.
Okay, gotcha.
But, currently, like, Denver.
I didn't realize it was, I haven't paid him.
Yeah, I think he was a Seahawks player.
Okay.
Yeah. And the other big thing that I'm really annoyed with is that Roger Goodell ended the investigation, like, right then and there of Ray Rice pulling his girlfriend from the elevator, and they're like,
we don't know what happened.
We don't know what happened, so we have to go with that. And supposedly the company that owns that hotel or whatever it is sent all that footage to them.
Oh, yeah, they saw it. They saw it.
And so they already saw what actually happened in the elevator, so that means that 2-week suspension was bullshit.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, let me ask you this. If anyone else hit their girlfriend for domestic abuse, would they lose their job?
She has a point. You might go to jail, but you wouldn't lose your job.
Like, I think
depends on the job.
He should be persecuted to the fullest extent of the law because domestic abuse is a real thing, and like an example needs to be given. But I don't think that he should lose his
job. A lot of those companies, you sign your part of your contracts is just how you are as a person. There's clauses like you can't do certain things.
Public relations and player behavior is part of their job description.
That's a big thing in sports. It's a huge thing in sports because your role model's a kid, so they that's in contract.
Well, then
so
that makes sense to me.
And not only role, like they can't sell his jersey as well when he's beating women in the face, and that's how they get their money. Yeah. And so they like, you need to behave yourself because we need to sell your image, and if your image is as a spouse abuser, that costs us money.
And that makes sense to me.
Yeah,
if it's in his contract, then
they all have attitude. They all have things they can't do.
Yeah, zappity, I guess.
Grumble.
That's not how we beat an hour and a half, by the way.
No, that's definitely not.
I'm caught up now.
Good conversation.
Now Brian knows.
Yep.
Something about ISIS did something too. I'm not sure what Archer's going on Archer show.
Oh my God,
they're on the news.
We're not going.
I'm just saying something.
We'll explain to you afterwards.
Everyone down there by the kind of apology. Like, well, we're very sorry for Americans. I'm like, oh, thank you. I don't know what's going on right now, but thank you.
We'll explain to you afterwards.
Maybe that's why they are annoyed.
So, Chris Siri asks, what has
that's that douche we were talking about before.
Yeah. Right.
The Jeremy might not like
this. I don't think I've ever met
what
this guy.
What has to be done to replace Jeremy with Troll Jeff?
I you know what? I could be out tomorrow, Chris. You get Troll Jeff to fill in, I'm gone.
Fuck, is this... Somebody got a pen?
We got a 2-for-1 deal, though, going on. That's why Jeremy keeps staying. if Troll Jeff picks you up and takes you home, then you don't have to drive here.
You guys, what you guys don't see is Jeremy making me get off the couch.
Yeah, I'm the one that makes Katie come each week.
So, yeah, it's pretty much, yeah.
I also make her come to the podcast.
So,
Wait, once a month?
Sappy.
Grumble.
What new TV show are you looking forward to the most?
The League.
I can't even answer that question. That takes too much time. I watch 30 hours of TV a week in the new
for a new show. I saw on Hulu the season opener for a new show called Forever, which I actually thought was very intriguing. I don't all I've seen is the pilot episode, but the pilot episode was quite good.
I just want to see The League. It's already out.
I'm gonna go with the spinoff of The Flash.
Oh, yeah, that also looks amazing. Yep.
The spinoff of The Flash.
It's a spinoff from Arrow.
It's Arrow. Okay, Flash. Sorry, I said it wrong. But yeah. But The Flash looks good. Also,
yep.
About. Yeah. I want to like the new Batman Origins thing that's going to come out. Gotham City, but it's on Fox. So I'm going to let it come out for a few weeks, and if it lasts a season, I'll watch it.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't have thoughts on that one yet.
After what they did to The Adventures of Detective Bones McDread, that pissed me off. That show was good.
That was a good show.
I really like that show, too.
So it might be a really good show, but they're going to cancel it in the season.
First season, done.
Yeah, we'll see.
It's Batman, so maybe 1.5
seasons. The CW is doing so good on superhero shows, I think other channels are going to start picking it up.
Yeah, I would agree.
I don't watch
There's a thing, TV. Zombie Nation is showing on Sci-Fi.
Z Nation.
I've heard really good reviews, and it's supposed to be even more... It's like a different thing of zombies, but people say even though if you watch Walking Dead, it's different enough where it's really fun.
Who was it that said I can go fuck myself for recommending The Strain?
Oh, I don't know. I have a couple of friends who don't like it. I've actually kind of enjoyed it, but there's some people who...
I really like the last couple episodes I've watched of The Strain.
Andy pointed out, like, and it was what I was thinking, too, when I read it in the thread. It's the guy who's like, fuck The Strain. The Strain's really stupid because all the characters do really, really dumb stuff that ends up getting them killed. I'm like, yeah, it's a horror story. Yeah. You know what people do in every horror book, movie, and TV show ever? Really stupid stuff that gets them killed. Yeah,
and The Strain does have characters who do things right. Like, the old guy is awesome. And there's a variety of characters.
And the Serbian.
Yeah.
The Serbian is fucking amazing in that.
But the last episode I saw was when the other creatures showed up and were doing things. It's like, what the fuck is going on there? That's what they
have one more from that.
Oh, nice.
And I won't say anything.
That's good.
Well, I just love character design in anything Guillermo del Toro.
His
creatures always look astounding.
They're really good at that. I would go to say that they don't make bad decisions, but they make bad decisions that are correct for the time period, in a sense. it's hard to...
Like, they do stupid things, but not necessarily for stupid reasons?
The thing is stupid they're because there's vampires, but they don't believe there's vampires because vampires aren't real.
Yeah.
So it's like, you're making a logical choice.
Like episode one, for example, like, it can be frustrating for things like episode one, like the old man is like, you have to cut off their heads and burn the body, blah, blah, and they're like, you're a crazy old man. If he'd be like, listen, I've seen this disease before, there's a parasite in them, you have to burn the bodies before the larva hatch. You know, spin it. You know what I mean? Yeah. So know that people won't believe it's vampires. And so that's a dumb thing, but on the other hand, whatever, it's a fucking horror movie.
It's a story. And it's, it's...
Yeah.
Whatever.
It's a story.
It's happening.
Right. Lightning. Lightning round.
That's so I like...
I haven't done this thing for a month, okay?
It's true.
Last time I recorded, I got to talk for 3.5 hours uninterrupted, so I don't
people
know...
People are very laid back where I've been. It's been weird. It's just casual.
God. Okay, which beer do you guys like to drink? And are you going to TempleCon?
Two Women by New Glarus. Anything New Glarus, but Two Women is my favorite. And I don't remember what the second question was.
No and no.
And are you going to...
TempleCon.
No.
We won't be at TempleCon, but I love Belgian triples and Belgian quads.
I like Spotted Cow and Blue Moon.
Blue Moon.
They're very similar, again, New Glarus. I realized.
Yeah. Not the Blue Moon, but the Spotted Cow.
I like Spotted Cow a lot. Basically the same as Nathan. It's pretty much most of the New Glarus. Yep. A lot of their good stuff. Brian, you like...
No and no.
Fuzzy drinks.
Yeah.
Girl drink drunk.
Zappity.
Yeah. Grumball.
Is there something they would recommend on the show they would recommend now?
Who recommended The Hobbit?
I did. I recommended the second one.
Which was terrible.
Which I didn't think was terrible. I stand by the recommendation.
Yeah, you fucking...
I'd have to look.
I did recommend a show that was falling apart. Like, I think I made a comment. Like the last episode, last season of... was it Falling Skies? Was pretty rough.
Yeah.
Oh, was it?
I don't. There's still another. We'll see how it goes.
Have you seen all of this season?
I'm current with Falling
Skies. Current?
Yeah. It recovered some of it. There's a couple of moments where it's questionable. I mean, you even see it. But I don't know if I would necessarily regret it, but it's definitely one of the things where I'm not as sure if I was as proud of that information.
Mine was definitely, goes back last year, definitely Under the Dome.
That fell apart.
That show is... Oh my God!
Reading the review, I read the weekly reviews of The Onion because it's so amazing. Every review is like D-, and the reviewer is going insane.
I watch every week too because it's still on my DVR.
I need to check those out.
Yeah, it's the reviewer is having a downward spiral into insanity.
The characters they're like all goldfish.
Yeah,
they forget everything. Yep. It's like the main character just tried poisoning the food and water supply for everybody in the town just so he can eat more. And they stopped him from doing it, and now they elected him sheriff. So
that explains the entire season of Under the Dome.
Last season was actually pretty decent. It was kind of cool, had like a nice mystery to it. And this season is just like it is watching a train wreck, and I'm kind of enjoying the ride of the train wreck. But it's my horrible hour of horrible TV.
And it's good to have a good bad hour of TV. I've sat through many bad hours of TV, and I'm going to sit this one through. Let's see what happens.
I'm going to fly this ship until it goes into ground. Zavity.
Grumble.
What do you think, Haley and Eletch are overpowered? Fuck, we already talked about this.
Yeah, they're really, really good. They're really, really strong. They're really, really versatile. Turns out that is what sets the power curve.
Or should all other casters be at their power level?
No.
I think it's okay to have a couple. I mean, Haley and Eletch can be beat.
There will always be better, but you don't need to...
Yeah.
Yep. Zappity.
Grumble. For all the Hordes guys, which are the two pieces you want to see in Exigence? Troll Reach Heavy, Troll Node, Reload Mini is my wish list.
What?
He's finishing it up. He's mumbling through his wish
list. I'm mumbling as I go through it. It's kind of run-on. For all the Hordes guys.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
What are you looking forward to seeing in Exigence? Full stop.
Yep.
I'm looking forward
to
seeing...
one or two pieces you want to see in Exigence.
And then they give examples.
And they give his wish list.
Right. Yeah. I really have already seen Abby 2, really like her. I'm excited to see Beast Packs and how they work alone and how they work with her.
Yep.
I want to see the new Scorn Heavy, and I want to see Xerxes' theme.
Yep. Oh, and Abby's theme. That's a good one. Yeah.
Maximus.
Maximus.
Have you seen the thread all about him?
My name is
Maximus, whatever, and I
fucking Kador player. He won't play for Kador. And shut the fuck up.
Yeah, Gorshade won't play for fucking Legion. Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or Rhett.
You mean Rhett?
Or Rhett? Well, no. I mean, no. He's got the sword from the Nephilim.
No, his sword's from the Rhett's god.
Oh, it is?
His sword is from a Retribution god.
He was a Retribution hero.
I know
hero.
He was, yeah.
And his sword is from Retribution's god. He stole it from Nissor.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, of course he doesn't. He has a Retribution sword. He should play for Retribution.
Right?
Hey, how come Morton Ebert doesn't play for Cirrus? Shut up,
Zappity.
Couple.
This is a question I think we should make for a topic sometime. It'd be kind of interesting. Do you find the War Machine community to be clicky at times?
Yes, every
does
community
it seem
is.
To be a cult of personality with some individuals in and around the game?
You, I agree with Andy's topic, but I think it's too dangerous to talk about.
Yes. It's a dangerous topic.
And the summary is going to be yes, because every yes. community does that.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, and it would be dangerous to use a topic because we don't want to name names and alienate people, but it's a fact of life. Yeah. For better or for worse, that happens.
Yeah.
Like exactly. Every
there are some people that you just have more in common with, or you just spend more time with, or whatever.
Yeah.
And the cult of personality thing is just sometimes there are people that have a very strong personality that are well known in the community. Welcome to life.
The cult of personality thing is also we hang around each other so much that we're comfortable around each other. So when you go to an event, you're still hanging around with your guys. Don't hang around with you specifically because we don't know you.
Yeah.
Is really the big thing. And don't take it as something bad.
Yeah, that being said, this is one of the few communities where I think you can go where a group of people are talking and just join into any random conversation. I don't think people would have a problem with it.
No. Yeah, I'd agree.
Yeah. Which is nice.
I agree.
Which is good.
Yep.
Zappity.
Yeah, and if anybody ever comes up to us, and you know, we don't stand.
They're not going to recognize us anyway. So
yeah, that's true too.
Usually they hear us.
Usually they hear. Right? Yeah. Oh,
usually like YouTube.
But there are War Machine celebrities for lack of a better term, and there's going to be like the hangers-on and the groupies. Mm-hmm. I mean, that happens. Yeah. Whatever.
So when I was at the Chaos Cup, some people came up to me and said, "Wait, you're from Crippled System? Zappity Grumble?" I'm like. Yes.
You know you play the wrong game. Right? Like, you're not supposed to be here.
Yeah. So he was like, yeah, I listen to you. I'm like, what?
If they listen to us, they know that you play Blood Bowl. God. You talk about it quite a bit.
One of Brian's buddies doesn't play War Machine. He listens to the podcast. Hi, Ryan. He doesn't play War Machine. But apparently he doesn't want to miss an episode, so he was listening to my entire Convergence thing, and I told him, like...
He doesn't play War Machine!
Well, I told him, like, Ryan, there's nothing hidden. There's no point there where I talk about movies or TV. It's literally just Convergence, so it's not... Don't listen. He's like, no, I can't skip an episode.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, it's not even an episode. There's nothing there for you! He's like, no, I can't. I have to listen to it.
Welcome to Ryan's logic.
I gave him books back that he brought to me 15 years ago.
I remember that.
And he has them back. And he's piggybacking my...
Oh, my God, Brian. My new coworker says borrowed to, like I borrowed him something all the time, and I didn't know that was an actual thing.
Oh yeah,
it is. Welcome to Wisconsin.
Sets people off.
Like, it is the most disruptive thing. I think of you every time she does it.
I can stop people in their tracks when I say it sometimes. They're like, "What did you just say? That was wrong. You don't borrow anyway." So he then. He's piggybacking my Shadows Over Brimstone Kickstarter, and he's going in the minecart level. So he basically sent me $600.
Wow!
So now when I get, I'm going to get like they're going to ship it in one box. I can't imagine the size of the box I'm going to get when I'm getting basically two Kickstarters worth of equipment in like one box. It's going to be like a crate.
Yeah. Nice. Zappity.
Grumble. Lewis asks recommendations for Legion beating or fighting Kreos 2. See you on Wednesday.
There are lots of options, but I'll talk to you on Wednesday. Yeah. Saren. I mean, Saren just works.
Oh, good job. Lewis got third in the Reedsburg event, and Rick got first.
Congratulations,
sweet.
Guys.
Sweet. I did not know the results of those.
Yeah,
I know Rick got first. I saw him.
I thought Lewis got third.
Congrats, Lewis. Job, yeah. Lewis. Yeah. Drop Saren.
Yeah,
I've been get shit done, or theoretically, Bethane can also work.
All right. Well, and if if Kreos 2 will oft times be run in theme,
yes,
and one of his
always.
Big weaknesses of theme is lack of Pathfinder. That's why I know I always like going against Durgan. Legion, they don't have an inhospitable ground, but do they have anything that does rough terrain? Any kind of like Rift or anything like that?
I think we have Rift on a low fury, one of our low fury casters.
Yeah. So that might not be an answer, but
no.
It's a tactical answer. Like, either use terrain to your advantage, because that's a weakness that list has is terrain.
I mean, we use Ravagors. That's how we make rough terrain. We make rough terrain that eats you.
Right. Well, I mean, just look in general for whirling obstacles and stuff like that. That's during the game, like not list building, but once the game starts, use terrain to your advantage, because that is an Achilles heel on that list.
I would agree.
Yeah,
Grumble.
I actually looked up this things that I wouldn't recommend anymore. One is turkey hearts for dogs. You shouldn't feed your dogs things that are unprocessed like that.
As it turns out.
As it turns out. Two is the show Blue. Sorry, I'm just going back to this. Because I only watched the 1-2 episodes and then I stopped, so clearly I didn't like it that much. And then there was a third one. Oh, the Twin Peaks and Diary of Laura Croft thing. Yeah. While mildly entertaining because it's kind of goofy, I don't know that I would actually
recommend it. It's not legitimately good. It's ironically good.
Yeah. I had to point out to her that Psych did a Twin Peaks episode.
Yeah.
Because we were probably into it, and I was like, it's obviously a like, if you've ever seen anything about Twin Peaks, it's so obviously a Twin Peaks riff. And we're like, partway through the episode, I was like, Katie, are you enjoying the Twin Peaks ripoff? And like, it's as they're finding the body on the beach in the exact same pose as at the beginning of Twin Peaks. And she's like, oh, I guess maybe that is. I was like, yeah, you hear that music in the background? That's the Twin Peaks music? Yes, they're doing Twin Peaks, Katie.
We need to have a podcast. I just, off topic, Nathan did his podcast on Convergence. We need to have like a Dresden Files podcast.
Oh my God, that'd be amazing.
We need a summer. Yeah, we have to read like the first three books, and we just like talk about, like, we have to almost like episodic. Every like few months, we'll do like, we'll talk about three books and then do 3 months.
That would be amazing. I would be all in on that.
I was going to mention that earlier.
I can set it up and walk out of the room. Yeah. Actually, I can participate. Fuck it. I'm never reading them.
Man, I'm going through this list of recommendations, and everything I recommended is solid fucking gold.
Out of 86 episodes, I haven't been there for all of them, but that's pretty good to only be like, there are these three that I wouldn't recommend again.
All right.
Sounds happening. All
right. Time! Arkham Horror, Elder Sign?
We've talked about this before, Zappity.
Yeah, Elder Sign.
I like Elder Sign better. No. I did play it with somebody.
Zappity?
Okay. No, hey, everyone else has got a tangent. I get a tangent. All right. Son of them.
All right.
I did play Elder Sign, and we ended up getting one of the first stupid quests, the one that actually does mind damage and health damage.
Did you say Elder Sign, or did you do... Wait, you're doing the dice game. You're talking about the dice
game? Yes.
Or do we? Wasn't there a question in a different game? That's fine though. I thought said
Arkham Horror or Elder Sign.
Oh, there's Elder.
You thought you were thinking.
Eldritch Horror.
The new one, Eldritch Horror.
Eldritch Horror, yeah. Arkham Horror. But anyway, you played. Anyway,
Elder continue. Sign is the.
It's a dice game.
Yes, and then that game fucking sucks. That's all I have to say.
It's Yahtzee. It's a horror based Yahtzee game.
It was horrible.
Zappity.
Zappity Grumble. Building your fantasy football team using more. Fuck me.
Zappity.
Grumble. Is Nathan out of the closet yet?
Zappity?
He just got married.
What?
He has a beard, but it's on his face.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I'm comfortable with myself. There's men that I think are attractive men, but I'm not sexually into that.
And even then, that wouldn't really be in the closet. Then you're like peeking out.
Yeah.
Zappity.
Maybe your brother knows more about you.
Oh, it's your brother.
Oh, my God. It was Adam. Fuck you, buddy. But, Adam, come on. You got to agree. Brad Pitt in Snatch is fucking hot.
He's not going to actually respond.
He will. Adam!
Zappity.
Is there a single NFL expert that understands the difference between correlation and causation?
No.
Nope.
Here's a fun thing about the NFL. Two guys in the booth and a chick on the sidelines. Stop fucking doing that, okay? It's so dumb.
Zappity.
Grumble.
All right, we're done.
Hey. All right.
Recommendations.
There might have been a Twitter one, but I skipped it because I think it was Travis. And I'm mad at Travis.
Okay.
There's like four Travis.
There's actually quite a few on Twitter.
There's a bunch of Twitter.
Whatever. Still go. Get it. I'm still going through this thread.
I got it.
Everything I recommend is amazing. Like, seriously. There's a...
All right. New Hordes Army, kind of like Cirrus. What would it be? Obviously, Zoo.
I don't know.
Zappity.
Done.
What should I play at War Machine Weekend?
Something you're good at.
War Machine and board games. Except favorite artist? Zappity. These are all Travis. Favorite vacation you've been on?
Travis. Georgia O'Keefe was my favorite artist.
Okay,
as a kid.
Georgia O'Keefe.
I was too young to realize they were all pictures of vaginas. I just thought she drew pretty flowers.
Nice. Very nice.
Jackson Pollock. don't turn on the black light.
Nice. Favorite vacation you've been on?
That's too long. Florida.
Our trip to Australia was awesome.
Europe.
What character would you like to follow around for a day? Whatever. Zappity. Okay, so then moving past Travis. Does Nathan think the TEP will break Convergence and that's a factor preventing its release?
No. The model's out. You could proxy it. You could play it. Done.
It's yeah. I mean, it's fucking amazing. Yeah. It won't break. But it's super fucking good.
Mold issues is the big issue. Considering I saw the sculpt of it at Lock and Load last year.
Yeah.
So I think it's production issues. Yep. The issue.
Zappity, grumble. Okay, Caverna versus Terra Mystica versus Concordia. If I can only buy one, which one should I grab?
Terra Mystica.
That's really hard.
That's well, really hard.
Depends on your style of game. Terra Mystica and Caverna are both great. Other one, I'm not sure.
Concordia is the one that Katie bought.
Yeah. Oh, we
played it, but you guys haven't yet. I would say not Concordia because it's of the three, while good, it's not as good as the other two.
We haven't played with any more. If we play the other that's true, with more people. Players,
that's true. We play with just two.
Have a different
and that's the thing, is we haven't played Caverna much either. I know for a fact Terra Mystica is solid, so if you were deciding right now today, I would say Terra Mystica because I've played it enough to say that you will definitely get enjoyment out of it long term. I think that's true of both Caverna and Concordia.
I think a wider variety of people will like Terra Mystica over Caverna. Some people will might not like that style as much. I think Terra Mystica is more open.
I think
I think we'd have to play it back to back to back. Like you in order.
But yeah, but if you had to recommend one of the three right now,
I would decline.
Okay, all right then.
Exactly.
Billy reminds me that he has a tournament in Cedar Rapids that I forgot to announce. Hilariously, he mentions it here. Don't forget to announce. Billy listens in the future, so I forgot to mention. There's also a Cedar Rapids tourney. I put it in the forum post last time. We'll also put it up in the forum thread this time.
When is it? It's coming up soon.
It's one of the next 2 weekends.
It'll
be on the forum. How drunk did Nathan get recording the Nathan Sode?
I only drank 2 beers.
So not very.
Three beers.
All right,
there we go. Everything I've ever recommended is amazing.
All right.
I'm just putting that out. Like, I went through that whole thread and they're all fucking great.
All right. Recommendations.
Recommendations.
Go.
I reiterate everything I recommended in that entire recommendations thread. There's not a single bad choice there. They're all fucking amazing.
You should make Pip put them all in.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pip, we want all of his recommendations right there.
Just mine. Just list all 87 of my recommendations. The closest there was.
It's more than 87 because you usually recommend like 3.
For some reason, they have sex with old people listed as a recommendation under me. Number one, I didn't actually recommend that. Number two, I stand by it. They can be giving lovers.
I have noticed that I repeat recommendations a lot, so I'm going to do it again. The League has started this fall.
You haven't mentioned that this episode. Is The League a good show?
The League is a good show. You should watch it. That's my recommendation.
Hey, Katie, I lost some weight. Call back to before the episode was recorded.
Yeah. I'm going to recommend Abby, too. I think she's fucking awesome. It's unusual for me to recommend a War Machine thing I know. I've actually seen a lot of people on the internet kind of down on her. They don't think she's that good. They don't think she does anything unique. They're just wrong.
They are wrong.
What?
They're just wrong.
Yeah.
They're fucking just wrong. Completely wrong.
Get some tabletop experience with her. She cracks armor better than either of the Thagroshes or even, in my experience, P. Vale.
And she's fun.
And she's more survivable. And I had her literally tank the Avatar this last week. No shit, tank the Avatar. So, yeah, pretty boss.
Yeah, just get a fist and a box and your mother. And you got Abby, too.
Yeah. She's amazing. That's my recommendation.
Was that recorded?
Yes.
I think it was. Sadly.
My recommendation is play more Blood Bowl.
Done.
I'm gonna repeat a previous recommendation. On my trip, I watched or we watched a lot of Person of Interest, and I just love that show.
You're not gonna recommend Jamaica?
Nope.
Okay. Or the porn channel.
No, I recommend you don't watch that part.
I figured Hot Tubs for sure.
Well, you know, go play with dolphins. Or are pretty spiders. Cool. Well, fine. A second recommendation: you should go. Dolphins are pretty cool. You should go hang out with dolphins.
All right then.
They are nature's rapists.
They are nature's rapists.
Right?
Okay. Them and ducks.
So random story.
But ducks rape ducks, not people.
That's true.
Is the different teams? This is gonna be really boring. I would not record this.
No, we're
that's our motto.
Our work has the different teams, and the brokerage team are like wolves. I don't know why. And so my manager comes out, and she's like, we should be dolphins. And I was like, you mean the rapists of the sea? Yeah. And she's like, well, we don't need to point out everything that they have. And I was like, no, that's just a bad animal.
Like, they're friendly, though.
They are.
So are date rapists.
And done.